Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Friends, good morning. Thank you for listening. Word of Eternal Life, a part of the ministry of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. This is again continuation of the last message about the ministries of Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Holy God, that who many people refuse to accept him as the God, Son of God, and deny his godliness, his divinity. But Bible, the scriptures clearly speaks about his divinity. Now some says, no, we don't read the New Testament. Well, you have a problem if you don't listen to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God has revealed Christ the King, Christ the Lord, or Christ the Savior to the New Testament by his birth and his life and his ministry and his death on the cross and the resurrection from the dead. All these things have been pre-prophesied. I would say prophesied means it was pre-spoken, spoken before these things, every one of those incidents will happen. That's what prophecy means. If the prophecy comes true on what the prophet said, that is accurate, because the prophet words, you go back and look, and it was fulfilled by someone or on someone's life by his act or her act or the work. That person is the one the prophet is speaking about. Here again, a repetition, and I review this, that God's Son will be born as a child of a woman, not as the child of a man. In the book of Genesis 3:15, I meant several times, this said that the woman's child will come and he will crush the serpent's head. I don't know why people or certain people have had difficulty to accept it. Now, the woman's son came in the time, in the God's time. In the fullness of time, Bible says, God sent a son through the woman. Praise God. God sent a son through the woman. And a woman was conceived. A virgin shall conceive and will be with a child. Isaiah prophesied. You need to connect to the prophetical scriptures. You know, this is like called a puzzle that you will have to understand the scripture. If you don't understand the scripture, you have to have someone who understand the scripture to help explain it. And when someone help explain this, and if it makes sense, that means it is coming together. So the virgin's child is the woman's child, is the same. And it will be the woman who receives the Christ, the Lord, in her womb, as I explained before, that Jesus has named us his birth, whose name was the Messiah, who, or Christ of God, who was in God, who was with God, who was a God. In the beginning was the Word, or in the beginning was the Memra, the scripture that was in the Aramaic language, which was the ancient of the Hebrew language, was saying Aramaic language, in which the scripture or the word in English, W-O-R-D, was written as Memra. Memra means the God himself in the Aramaic Bible's translation. Memra means God himself, which means instead of God, we call God, that's the thing, the Memra does it. In the book of Deuteronomy and many of the translations of the Aramaic Bible, it says, I will stand between God and the Memra, the people of God and the Memra. Moses says that he stood between the Memra and the people of God. That was what Moses was doing. He was an intercessor. He was a mediator of the Old Testament. He was a savior of Old Testament church, which is Israel. Now, Memorize the word is in the Hebrew Aramaic Bible that says in John Gospel 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Memra. It means this word in English or logos in Greek. So all these are different languages. So the matter of the fact is that you need to know or don't have too much of thorough education. Like a philosopher in Greek philosophy, like Heraclitus, who before the Bible was written in any of the languages, BC 560, he said, praise God, I am sure the Old Testament was written at the time, not all of them, at least the Torah, the five books, you know, those books were written. Now, that was written, but the Greeks or all the nations around the world did not have the scripture. The scripture was handed over through Moses to the children of Israel by God. It was the word of God. God explained how he created the universe to Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve, or Adam, explained it to his descendants, and his descendants explained to the next descendants. So sort of passing this information from one generation to the next generation, the one who saw God, who was the creator, who was physically, was Adam and Eve. But the others, and Moses, and all saw the glory of God, his powerful expression in the cloud, or in the glorious, you know, in the first time Moses saw in the burning bush. And he heard the voice, right? You know, God was in that fire, because when God comes in, whatever place it is, it's going to be consumed by fire of God. So that's what happened when Moses saw the God's presence. See, God's presence was visible to Israelites, but God has no shape, no size, no figure, no features like a human or an animal or a tree or a stone. Now, ancient of time, people who walked away from God, who disobeyed God, and after the big great flood, which happened at the time of Noah, and him, his wife, three sons and their wives, total 8 people survived the flood. Praise God. That was because of their faith in God. If they didn't have the faith in God, they were not going to make the ark, which is the size of a modern ocean liner ship, with the measurement length, width, and height, they look like a newly built today's ocean liner's shape and size. So this is incredible. It's so huge. And let me say that God was speaking and you don't listen. God is still talking. Now, how God speaks today is through his scripture, the word of God. It is already written. And at the time, Moses had 5 books. And at the time, Heraclitus, I don't think he ever read that book, but he was a philosopher in Greece. It's a pre-Socrates type philosophers. And they're all like always many philosophers in Greek, country we know, as he was one of the ancient of the time. And he said that anything in the universe is all established and placed in an orderly fashion. Everything is in order. And when everything is in order, nothing moves without somebody commands that make that move happen. Otherwise, everything is uniquely established. The stars, the galaxies, whichever they were able to look and find and make calculations and decisions, those philosophers. So Socrates, Heraclitus said that it is somebody, there is a person called God, and there is a person inside of him who make all these moves, who make all everything established. In everything is contained in that person. That person's name he gave is called Logos. Logos is a Greek word in which what it actually means is the one who controls everything in the universe. That's what it means. Now, the everything, who one who controls everything in the universe, the Apostle Paul got the revelation about the same thing. Now, we got to understand Apostle Paul was also a philosopher and a Bible, Old Testament scholar of the Torah and the law and prophets. And he also was educated. If you look into one of his outside Bible books called the New Testament Survey, in which they write that he was educated in Athens, Greece. So his education was not just only in Hebrew Torah and laws and prophets. He was also educated in Greek, Hebrew languages, and also he was educated in the Athens under the greatest philosophers who lived at the time. So he was a philosopher, so he can speak philosophically, but he says that I am coming to you not with philosophies, but I am coming to you just simple thing, just the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he is God. He was God, and he came down incarnated in human flesh. So here we will see in the book of Colossians, he wrote about it, and I believe we read this last time, that in the book of Colossians chapter 1, here it says that he was the word that lived in the Father, God, Father God, and was the cause of everything being created. He was the cause. He, through him, without him, nothing was made that was made. Therefore, every creation that hears the voice of Jesus, who is the Christ, recognizes his voice. See, the creations recognizes his voice. The I will tell you why in the book of Gospels, which is the life of Christ, that he did all the works he has done as he was in this earth in 3.5 years time when he had his public ministry. Amen. So at 30 years old, approximately, he started his ministry coming out from Galilee, from Nazareth of Galilee, and baptized under John the Baptist. And we heard all those last lectures. If you ever wanted to hear, go back into the archives of WCNO 89.9, and you click on that their website. Then there are three lines in the middle, in the upper area. Click on it. It will give you the archives. You can go into archives and listen all the messages, all the preachers have done in WCNO 89.9 in all these years. At least you can get two to three years. So why I'm saying that, if you have a question, please go into it and call me or send me an email, PR like P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com. So if you have question, don't miss answer to it. I mean, question this. Or go into the Bible, the Word of God, and look it up if it is anything wrong with what I am speaking about. See, I don't make up any lecture, any story, any essay, but whatever the scriptures written and inspire me, and the Lord God speak to me, these scriptures, I speak about that. So God also, he was the Word that lived in his Father, as John the Apostle says, in the beginning was the Word, or the Logos, and was the cause of everything being created. Therefore, every creation that hears the voice of Jesus, who is the Christ, means the Savior, recognizes his voice. See, the creations recognize the voice of Christ. If you read the Gospels, four Gospels, you can see how the nature recognized him and obeyed him. He calmed the waves of the great Galilee. It's a sea of Galilee. It's a huge lake the size of a sea. And it obeyed his voice. And he will say, calm down. The storm calmed down. And the disciples are the witness of this. And they wrote this Gospels. Two of them, at least, were his disciples, John and Matthew. So now we look at the power of his voice. You know, it is the divine voice. The Creator's power goes through his voice. Now, other examples, which I will continue as I give this message in us in the future ongoing, I will explain how the demons obeyed him and called him, "You, Son of God," or "You, God," or "the Creator of the universe. How would you come to punish us this early?" Because they knew the time Jesus came was not the right time to punish them. But Jesus did not come to punish them. He came to cast them out from people. There were so many people in Israel, they were demon-possessed. I am going to say that it may be true today as well. Why people behave abnormally, why people have no common sense, sometimes people need to think, or sometimes how in the world that we can be relieved from the power and attack of Satan or his demons. By the word of God, by Jesus Christ only, praise God. You know, Moses did not cast out any demons, but he was the savior of the Old Testament church, which is Israel. But Christ, he had the power from God and the Holy Spirit in him, and he himself was a God, and he cast out the demons by the power of God. Now, not everyone. Jesus himself stated that only those who was drawn by the Father will follow him. Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 44. Sometimes why everybody doesn't follow Jesus? Because they were not drawn by the Father. Father's love, whoever sends his love, because of the grace of God, grace falls on you, and you receive that grace. If you are humble in your heart, that person will receive grace, and grace will save you. Grace will bring faith in you, and you will have the heart of believing in God, believing in Jesus Christ, that he is the Savior of the world. Now, Jesus is proved to be God by all his works. Well, we talked about how he made wine from water in a wedding in Cana. That was there just to have his first of the miracle Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. This is written in the verse 11 of chapter 2 of Gospel of John. So Christ's divinity is started to be proving as the first miracle. Now, other than that, his divinity was already proved to his disciples as he calls them. He called them to follow him. As soon as the Peter and Andrew hear the call of the Creator, which is Christ the Lord, as I explained before, he was in God and he was God, he was with God, and he created everything, and nothing that was created was without him. Now, I will say this right along with Dr. Michael Rydonik, who is a Hebrew scholar and a doctor in theology and philosophy, who speak from Moody Radio 89.9. The question he answered was the same answer I gave many years ago, that someone asked, Was God in the Garden of Eden? Does God has size and shape and image, a person like us? He was standing there and making the human. Well, I said to them, the answer is, if God comes in human shape, that was the pre-incarnated Jesus. Jesus Christ had the body given by Father even before the creation of the world. No, it is not directly written in the Bible, but I take this analogy from the scripture. The scripture for that is in the book of Ephesians, written by the Holy Spirit of God through Apostle Paul. It says in the book of Galatians that Christ was, we were planned to be saved even before our creation, that Christ was already ordained and appointed to give us the redemption plan. Now, for it says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, praise to be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. See, God the Father himself with the Son God Christ and the Holy Spirit. When we say God all together, there is no separation from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They all together in one unit, they express themselves in three persons, but work as one unit, one sharing of one substance, and one word, one scripture, everything one. So that's why we call one God. See, this is the confusing part of the Judaic religious people. What they say is, if God is one, why are you saying three? Because this is the triunity, three unity. In that unity of three persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit existed from eternity to eternity. There is no starting, no ending. They did not begin one day. They were there in timelessness. Our time is not the way God's times works. God lives in the Greek language, they call it Kairos. Kairos is a type of time. If you have a circle where you have the 24 hours, the Kairos is going back and forth. See, it goes back and it goes forward and it go back to the same point to the back to the same point going back forward. So it is like a circle and that is the time. There is no hours, this minutes, seconds, none of those. And it is God's time called, it is called the time of God in Kairos. Now, Chronos is the human time. In the human time, we have hour, minute, and seconds. How? Because we have a universe. We are connected with the star named the sun. And according to the rotation of the sun, we have our clock. See, in the ancient of time, when the clock was not invented, they used the image. There is an image which goes through a certain point to certain point, praise the Lord. In the time of one of the kings of Israel called Ahab, he had one of those sun clock, they call it a sun clock, which means the image of the sun goes from step to step. They measured the hours. From here to here, it is 2 o'clock, or there to here, it is 4 o'clock. So they have measured the time in the olden times by using some image of the sun reflecting on any of the things it come through, right? So what I'm saying is Jesus was there before times. God was there before times created. God created the galaxy, sun, moon, and stars, and our galaxy in order and for us to know the time. He created the 24-hour time, 364.5 or quarter or 3/4 days as a year. This is all due to the revolution of the sun and our planets. See, they have a fixed revolution, fixed path. All those were placed like a huge mathematician and a physicist, you know, and an astrophysicist who knows, I mean, who created all these things, right? It did not come all of a sudden randomly, right? It did not randomly formed. If it randomly formed, there is no accuracy that it can happen in the universe. So God has placed them all in the right place, right path, and he ordered it, I would say. The Bible says that in one of the Psalms, like Psalms 104, Psalms Psalms 19, and also in Psalms 8, they're talking about how God has placed these galaxies, the planets and everything. So Jesus was there before the time. And when our Creator calls us, our inner spirit will hear. Additionally, these men were predestined by God to hear and follow Jesus. See, who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, Thomas. Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus, right? Judas, Thaddeus, right? And also, right, Iscariot, Judah, and the other Jude who was actually another person, not different Jude. So all these people were called by God, Jesus, by their name, and they just followed him. Is this a miracle, right? Isn't that a miracle that we hear, like preachers like us, like I have a calling and God speaks and we hear his message. We can hear that in our inner heart, in our inner soul, that we hear the Lord want us to do his work, his job, his ministry of speaking the word of God, gospel of Jesus Christ to every people, every nation, everything in the world. That is what God has appointed us to, because there is a hellfire, there is a place that people will go, either eternal life or eternal damnation. These two things are set for human beings because of our sin. But we have a recovery, a redemption plan through our Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. So may I say this to you, as I am stopping this part of the message, that those who believe in Jesus Christ will have eternal life. They will live with God forever. The whole thing will change. The world will be demolished, destroyed by fire, and God will, Jesus Christ, the Creator, will recreate the universe, and we will live with him forever and ever. May the Lord richly bless you. If you pray to God that forgive my sins and come to my heart, have the Lord Jesus Christ take seat in my heart. I accept him as my Savior. I accept I am a sinner. Forgive my sins. Make me your child. Your Lord Jesus Christ will come in your heart and make you God, child of God. May the Lord richly bless you with this message.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Would people drive a car 100,000 miles with no oil change? Of course not. However, that is what we do to our bodies. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America have a cutting-edge tool to clean blood. It's called Therapeutic Plasma Exchange. Wouldn't everyone like to clean out molds, toxins, herbicides, pesticides, forever chemicals, heavy metals, and even microplastics? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in-network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477 or Google us in Port St. Lucie.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder